From Lubbock Community Theater, this is Five Till Places.
Thank you, Five.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of LCT's Five Till Places. I am Jed, and then I have three guests in here with me. We're here to talk about LCT's Stages, which is our youth theater program. It was formerly known as the Youth Artist Guild. We've rebranded a bit. So we're here to talk about that program, the fact that it's about to get started, and our first show of the season with LCT's Stages. So why don't you go around and introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Kiesha Bogus. I will be directing The Monster Hunters, and I'm very excited.
Hi, I'm Trisha Castillo, and I'm the mentor secretary for The Stages.
My name is Summer Johnson, and I'm the youth coordinator for The Stages Academy for the Discovery and Compass groups.
Geez, Summer, you sound real confident that title, like you didn't stumble over it at all.
Not at all! It's new.
It's fantastic.
So let's talk. Like we said, Youth Artist Guild has rebranded. We're now calling it LCT Stages, and it is encompassing all of the youth theater at LCT. So that's Discovery and Compass. We'll talk a bit about that. Horizon falls under that banner, and we'll talk a little about Horizon here in a little bit. And Beth Henley's Sing, Play, Learn program. It's an independent program of hers, but she has some classes here that she teaches. And there's information that, about that on our website as well. It's for your very young, small tots to get them indoctrinated into theater from a very early age. But so you say, Summer, that you are over the Discovery and Compass groups. So what does that mean?
Okay, so once a month we have a meeting, and it's a youth-led program. So we have a committee of youth leaders. So I meet with them at the beginning of the month, and we discuss fundraising opportunities, we discuss different leadership opportunities and ways for them to get back to the community. But then they also discuss with me how they want that month's meetings to go and what they would like to do. And so then I am able to pull resources and then just kind of lead the groups. So the Discovery group is our 7 to 11 year olds.
Yeah.
So it's our 7 to 11 year olds. And then our 12 to 18 year olds are in the Compass group. So we've got them split up for the monthly meetings just so it can be geared more to their level and their age group.
Because it all come together when we're working on a production, but when you're in those monthly gatherings, it's a little easier to have them kind of, because you're not going to be able to talk to a 17 year old the same way you are a 9 year old.
Absolutely.
But.
And then their ability levels and how long they've been doing theater and things, they're able to kind of split up. But some of our older kids will come help to work with the younger kids to get them more acclimated to the theater culture.
Yeah. This is my oldest daughter. This is her last year in the Discovery group. She'll be going to Compass next year, and that's kind of exciting. It'll be the first time that my daughters have not been in the same group, yeah. So like we were saying, they do come together when we are actually working on a production. And it isn't just that like the kids don't just come in to be on stage and act. Like certainly some of them, that's what they want to do. But this is also, kids are working behind the stage and even like learning how to run lights and sound and things like that. Or learning how to maybe working a little bit with costuming or props or things like that.
Yeah, so in our monthly meetings, we do like masterclass type things where we teach fundamentals of different types of acting, whether we're working on monologues, whether we're working on props or working on costumes, like just those different basics. And then when they come together in a production, they're able to put all of those things that they've learned to use.
Yeah. And then the kids, you're also talking about the kind of the youth committee that the kids have hand in running the program as well. Mm-hmm. Like there's adult mentors like yourselves, you know, that are working with them and guiding them and everything, but they're very much, as you said before, it's a youth run organization. So they get to experience theater admin even.
Yes.
All the way through every aspect of it.
They sure did get the opportunity to help name the Stages Discovery and Compass.
Oh, did they?
Met with Summer here. And we're able to some of the kids that we had in the summer program. We met with them and talked to them, where we're going. And since we have Sing, Play, Learn, Discovery, Compass, and Horizon, we're looking for names that can look at where they're going, which is Horizon.
Right.
So we're like, what kind of names are kind of symbolic for what Horizon is?
Right.
And so Discovery was one of them.
And that works
because
that's the young group, is the
mm-hmm.
Discovery. That so they're kind of
figuring it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Seeing if they like it. And like you said, they work in front. They have speaking parts in the productions. They also work in the behind the scenes with cast and crew. And that's kind of where I come in as a mentor and a volunteer, because we help lead them. We help them build. We have other mentors that help in, like Joanne in our costume,
mm-hmm.
from the Costume Collective. She helps with costumes. And then we have some Horizon kids that help with, are going to be helping with makeup and hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we also have Dean, of course, helping us with our building, our stage setting. So that's where the mentors come in. We help the crew. So whenever we have auditions, which Keisha will talk about a little bit more, we'll have a area where if they don't want to be on a speaking part and they're trying to figure everything out and they like technical, they like sound, they like costume, makeup, building, set design. We have a bunch of good sketch artists in our group. I mean, they are just amazing, aren't they?
So talented.
So talented. They sketched all of our Wizard of Oz people behind stage,
oh, right on.
Cast members.
Yeah.
We didn't get none of those. I want those back. We need to have a quick picture of it. But that's where us mentors come in. And also the volunteers, we help run and fundraising for the concession stand, and we also do ushering for the big shows, the mainstream shows.
Yeah.
And so that's something that we help with as mentors and volunteers as well.
Yeah, I was about to point out that the stages kids will actually a lot of times be the ushers and be out running the concession stands and for the main stage shows. They won't be selling you wine if you're buying wine at the main stage show, but they will sell you a chocolate bar or a soda or a bottle of water or
peanut
something.
Peanut M&M's are the best.
Yes.
They're our best seller. Peanut
M&M's. Peanut M&M's are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the peanut butter ones.
I do too.
Oh. They're my favorite. I don't share those.
No. Oh, no.
Unless I'm sitting next to Annie.
Well, a lot of times my wife and I have discovered that we have, when we're buying candy or some kind of special treats like that, we have to buy extra of, because
yeah.
this is what shares with the family, and this is what mommy and daddy hide up in
mm-hmm.
the top of the cupboard that doesn't come out till the girls have gone to bed and they've been in bed about an hour and we're sure they're down, and you know, but
the kids will also be working on making haunted houses to sell.
Oh yeah,
for the spooky season, with all the different spooky season things that we have coming up, like She Kills Monsters in the theater, and Fall Festival coming up, and then obviously Monster Hunters as well.
Yeah, so because our it was a very good segue there.
Yes.
Our although I ruined it by pointing it out, but but you did good. I messed it up. You did good.
I did
it. Into the first stages production of this season is called The Monster Hunters, which you are directing. You directed, Kiesha directed our closing, or it was the closing stages show, wasn't it? The Wizard of Oz?
Yes, it was our
deleted
scenes.
Mm-hmm. Deleted, Wizard of Oz deleted scenes was what we closed the stages season with last year. And you've come back to direct the opening for this. So tell us about the show, and we can also talk about auditions and whatnot.
Sure, and I'm super thankful to be back for round two. We're all gonna kill it again. And I wanted to mention, for Oz, it was really important that no one felt turned away. And for the first production, I did accept 42 children all together with actors and crew. But just knowing that the impact it made creating extra roles so that we had more kid involvement, it was worth it. And being that these new programs and a certain focus is going to our youth. I feel really confident in what LCT will continue to do, and I'm just very grateful to be a part of it. So auditions for the Monster Hunters, we have them the weekend of September 16th through the 18th. On Friday, we will be here at 6 p.m., Saturday at 1 p.m., and then Sunday, if you want to come back, we have auditions at 2 p.m. and at 5 p.m. So as needed, you guys come in, and we'll be really excited to have you just do cold reads. You don't have to have anything prepared. Just come ready to act and to give your all. I am very excited for this show because it's really spooky. And a goal of ours together is to make sure that that comes across while being kid friendly. And I know there's a certain balance that we can do. But I mean, it's spooky season, so we're just gonna go for it. And I know the kids are so super excited. Like, they just can't wait.
Kids are resilient. They like spooky stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It's the costumes.
Yeah.
They're asking. And
makeup
and hair. We encourage costuming. Wear your costumes to our shows.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
And then do you want kids that are interested? Because I know with Wizard of Oz, you had the kids who were looking at for crew spots, still came to the auditions and like filled out a form.
Yes, please come if you are interested in crew. Yes, please come. We need to see your face. We want to see your face, and we'll move from there.
Yeah, just because you're not on stage, it does not mean you are not a part of the family. You're part of the group.
Oh yeah, without crew, nothing is possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and I firmly believe that every actor should work various aspects of crew at some point. You know,
yeah.
Like, absolutely, you should try a few different crew positions, and you should stay for set strike, and you know, like all of that stuff, and get a feel for. Because there was a meme I was gonna quote, but I can't remember it. It's something to do with about how with if there were no actors, crew would just go have a drink or something like that. But if there were no crew, actors would just be people standing in the dark.
Yeah,
literally.
You know,
yeah,
like,
literally.
That is true.
But,
and with no props.
Yeah.
Nothing
but lines.
Yeah.
That's it.
Lines and blocking,
yeah.
But we can't see to do it. So. Oh, we should talk about, we've got the dates for auditions we've just mentioned, and all of that will be up on our social media and up on our website as well, lubbockcommunitytheater.org. It'll be there on the front page. There'll also be, as soon as tickets go on sale, you'll be able to get the tickets right there on the front page as well.
Our Monster Hunters performance will be coming November 4th at 7:30. We have added a matinee as well as a evening performance on Saturday the 5th. So we will have a performance at 2:30 on Saturday that is very sensory
friendly for people that might be neurodiverse that are more sensitive to lighting and sound, so that way they would be able to come and enjoy the show as well.
So it would subdue some of those elements.
Yes.
For the sake of kids that maybe need that little extra touch.
And also for the kids that need to get up and move around, and it's more of a relax. So they're not just having to sit down. If they need to move about the theater to go outside and get some fresh air or whatnot, to have the opportunity to do that, and the anxiety that comes with being in a main production when you don't want to get up and ruin the mood, they'll have that opportunity to be okay with that. And so I know we did that for, wasn't it Into the Woods that we did that for? That show was up. I don't remember. There was, edit this out. But it'll give families, it will help families enjoy theater that would normally think that they were interrupting the theater.
Right.
They would be able to come and enjoy a great piece of children's work that Kiage is going to direct. It's going to be amazing because our kids are amazing.
They're so good.
They're so good.
I remember.
Your girls are so good. Your girls actually did our makeup.
Yeah, they did for Wizard of Oz. Yeah, mm-hmm. And that show was getting like standing ovations and getting like
solid.
I remember
that show was good.
Yeah, that show was
no denying that.
That show was was like selling out before it opened.
Yeah,
it was. People were.
My son has done theater for a long time, and when he went and saw the show, he was even super impressed, and he's a critic.
Well, there's one thing I talk about a lot on this show and just in personal conversations is that one of the things that LCT is doing is kind of redefining people's expectations of what community theater can be. And I very much think that Stages is in line with that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Also redefining people's notions of children's theater. People, I think, get a little dismissive of children's theater. It's like, okay, we'll go see it. Very cute, dear. You were very nice on stage, sweetheart. And like, no. These kids are putting on like
a production.
This is not
real
a yeah. This is not a watered down
PTA
for the kids.
Program,
it's, yeah, it's.
Yeah. I explain to them a lot of the times that this is professional. So,
yeah.
You know, we all have to act accordingly, and I do hold them to a certain standard because. They're awesome already, and I want them to remember that and hold themselves accountable and to a certain standard as well, because we're not just, like you said, this ain't no school program that we have to go to. You know, people are paying money for this. We're working hard, like, up here hours and hours, like, so we all hold ourselves to a different standard, and I'm just really proud of what we've already created.
Well, there's a certain amount of helping the kids grow that does it shows them that you have faith in them and that you have a level of trust in them that is so beneficial at that age, which I think adults a lot of times don't think to give youth at that age. We tend to think of them as like, you're young, hush, I will tell you, I know, you know. And there are obviously times when we as adults do have to guide them, you know, but it's treating them that way bolsters their own belief in themselves, like, and which affects their performance. You know, I mean, I could see how much fun they were having at Oz and how much, like,
and they have so many ideas, like, during rehearsals. They're like, what if we do this, what if we say this, and I'm like, yeah, what other ideas do you have? Like,
right.
You know, this is very collaborative, and I think each project should be that way. Especially with kids, you don't want to dictate everything because they won't want to come back. If it's not enjoyable and if it's not a learning experience, they won't come back. And we want our kids to come back. And I know so many of them who did Oz, they can't wait to come back. And that's it's just amazing.
I had my first meeting yesterday with my youth committee and the mentors and our president, Kasaya Gonzalez. Kasaya said that we're not just playing characters, we're building character.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a big part of what we're doing.
Yeah.
And what I've seen with some of our kids when they go into their one-act programs in middle school and high school, and they're saying, oh my gosh, I got this part. Oh my gosh, I got this part. Oh, I'm on ensemble. Oh my gosh, my dance. And blah, blah, blah. They're taking what they're learning out of this program, and they're becoming leaders at their own schools, because we have homeschool. We have LISD schools. We had shallow water kids last year. We had Adelaide kids. And these kids are just driving in for this program. And it's not just what's in this neighborhood. And we're reaching out to, you know, this neighborhood as well. But it's all the school districts. Schooling to Lubbock High to Monterey.
Yeah.
And then we had some just some kids out moved to Lubbock and hadn't started school, and they were already so it's the confidence that they gain and the leadership skills that's I'm just really proud of these kiddos. I love them.
So let's talk about we've given the dates for the auditions and the show. Let's give the dates, because those first two monthly meetings are coming up. So the Discovery Group meets every second Tuesday of the month, with the Compass meeting every third.
Correct.
Which means that as this episode comes out, the Discovery will have their first meeting of the season
next week on
the 13th.
September 13th. And the following week after that, the 20th, is when Compass will meet. So ages 7 to 11 will meet on the 13th, 12 to 18 on the 20th. And if you're interested, like I said, all the information is online. You can look at it online. You can even get registered online. We've got links there. Or you can just come to one of the meetings, whatever meeting your kid falls into, whatever age group your child falls into, just bring them to that meeting, come hang out, let us know that you're an interested party and you're just seeing what it's about. And you can, after the meeting, if you like it, you can register there. You can take paperwork home and bring it back to us. You know, whatever it is, come. We encourage you to come to the meeting and see what we're about, see what you think. And kids can audition that haven't necessarily signed up for the Stages program.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're open to the youth of Lubbock.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna, you don't necessarily have to, like, register for the whole program to audition for one of the shows.
And the registration price for this program is $60, which
that's
is
for the whole year.
That's for the whole year, which is so
that's
great.
Amazing.
And
yeah,
that is just in regards to the master classes that we bring, and also for the t-shirt that they're gonna get.
Yep.
And so that's a really a very, very great way to, an inexpensive way to be part of theater. And we also have scholarship options.
Yes.
So
which
if you need to, we come and talk to Miss Summer and we'll get that figured out. There's no
mm-hmm.
reason why anybody can be here.
Yes. If your child is interested in literally any aspect of the theater, on stage or elsewhere, then there is a place for them here. We want them. We welcome them. Bring them to a meeting.
Yes. Because we're going to do parades this year.
Yes, we are.
Oh,
I'm
excited about
parades.
That's so fun.
Fall festival.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be amazing. So excited.
Is going to be a really, really cool year, and you want to be a part of it. I'm pointing at the microphone.
You.
Indicating you who are listening to this.
You. It's going to be so much fun. And once the kids get here, they'll find their tribe. It's literally a tribe of kids that we want the weird, the crazy, the fun, the everything.
Mm-hmm.
It is so inclusive
and
diverse. Yeah.
And we've got places for we are open to and equipped to care for kids with all levels of neurodivergence as well. We have more than a few neurodivergent kids in the program already of various levels of support needs. And I think most everyone who's on staff here probably has at least one neurodivergent child. Or it's like we are. That is not a barrier to being in this program.
No, and
being involved here.
I've been teaching for 9 years and worked with kids of all types,
mm-hmm.
from your GT kids all the way down to kiddos that really struggle in school or with social emotional issues.
Mm-hmm.
So working with kids of all diverse backgrounds is something that I have a lot of background doing.
So yeah, and before we go, I also want to talk about a little bit about the Horizon program, because I will do another episode with Travis, head of that program, in a little bit. But since their auditions for starting their season are coming up, like right after this episode comes out, Sunday, September 11th, that information is also on our website. But
the Horizons program is a great program. It's a college preparatory program. For musical theater, for people that might, kids that might want to pursue musical theater, ages 13 to 18. And they do have audition processes to become part of the program, but then they work really hard on shows and they put on phenomenal musicals.
Yeah, we could.
Amazing.
Yeah, they closed their year out in the spring with Guys and Dolls.
Yeah,
and
they did.
Which your son was Nathan Detroit.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not proud.
Yeah.
He did amazing.
It was great.
Oh, yeah. We came to see their summer production of Freaky Friday,
And my kids got excited at Avery, who was the lead in that.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
like, because she was also Nicely Johnson,
mm-hmm.
who my youngest daughter was just like, loved Nicely Johnson. But
she is goals.
Yeah. So, but so by all means, Horizon is kicking off their season. As Summer mentioned, they have an audition process. That is Sunday, September 11th, up here at the theater from 2 to 5 p.m. It says, the information from Travis Burge, the director of the program, is please prepare a full song of your choice in any style that you feel best showcases your range and characterization. Be prepared to learn a short combination of choreography to assess your dance abilities. Be prepared to answer a few questions about yourself and how you would be a good fit for our program. And you can email them for more information at horizon@lubbockcommunitytheater.org. That's to set up an audition time, or if you can't make it that day, you can set up an alternate time, all of that. And they also have a tuition program and a scholarship program, and stages. If you have questions about us, like I said, you can email us here at stages@lubbockcommunitytheater.org, and or you can just message the Facebook page. You can, there's, walk into the lobby and ask somebody a question if you want. Just come up here and ask somebody. We'll find you an answer. We'll get the information you need. So all that information is also on the website as well, lubbockcommunitytheater.org. So before I ramble myself into a terrible big circle here, I'm going to go ahead and sign off for today. Thank you to the three of you for being here with us and talking about this program.
Absolutely.
And thank you to everyone who's listening, to everyone who's bringing your kids in to join. We are excited to see you again if we've seen you before, or we're excited to meet you if you're new.
Come join us.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome in.
Welcome to LCT.
Yeah. And until next time, on behalf of myself, my co-host who weren't here tonight, but I think they also didn't know that we were recording tonight. So that's not their fault. This has been Five Till Places.
Thank you, Five.
Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week, and as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.